In the rolling hills of Lower Austria, a sleek black and white dog winds its way up a grassy slope. It tenses and darts, then pauses before darting again. This is Pip, a young male border collie.
He's looking for the sheep. He's trying to find them because he knows that they must be somewhere over there.
Krista Feitz is Pip's owner, and she trained him to work with sheep. She has a small flock of about 36.
Pip, come here.
At last, the sheep come into view.
Way off.
Pip dashes off, circling wide around the sheep, and then slowly advances towards them. They scurry away. Pip follows his herding commands, but Feitz says he's had an independent streak ever since he was a puppy. He'd venture off to explore. Even now, it's not always easy to get him to come back.
Missy, come. Come.
About 15 miles away, in the heart of Vienna, another dog is showing off a few tricks. This is Nessie, a tan terrier mix. She watches her owner, Uli Stangl, intently.
Her favorite trick is to walk around me backwards.
Can I see?
Yes, Nessie, zurück.
Sure enough, Nessie leaps around Stangl in a tight circle, facing backwards.
Good, super, fine.
Nessie doesn't tend to wander far from Stangl.
She likes to be very close to me. If I am in my bed, she's mostly next to me. If I'm sitting in my camping chair, she's under it or on my lap.
Pip, the sheep-herding country dog, and Nessie, the trick-performing city dog, live very different lives, but both spend time at an unusual facility at the Veterinary University of Vienna. It's called the Clever Dog Lab.
We are interested in lots of different questions concerning dogs.
Friederike Ranga, a biologist, helps run the lab. Ranga says the main goal of the lab is to investigate how dogs understand their world.
So this includes, of course, a social world.
Social, meaning both other dogs and people.
As well as their physical environment.
The lab's been around for 5 years. It's one of a small number of research centers around the world devoted to studying how dogs think and behave. Scientists say it's an important field of study because domesticated dogs have evolved to live with humans, meaning they may have a lot to tell us about our own brains and behaviors. To do its work, the Clever Dog Lab relies on pets as volunteers. Over 600 dogs in and around Vienna participate in experiments. One of the main research interests here is canine personality. The scientists run the dogs through tests to measure things like extroversion, agreeableness, neuroticism, and dependency. Nessie, the city terrier, arrives for a session at the lab.
Today we're actually going to do one of the tests from the personality test, and we were particularly interested in how she would respond to a novel object.
Lisa Wallace, a PhD student in the lab, sets up the experiment. She places a battery-powered stuffed toy on the floor and switches it on. The toy giggles and starts rolling around. Nessie approaches the toy to investigate, but quickly returns to her owner for the rest of the minute-long experiment. Wallace says the way an animal responds when it sees something new in its environment reveals aspects of its personality.
A very bold individual would probably immediately approach in a confident manner with a confident tail position, body position, and a very shy dog might not approach or might need more of support from the owner before it would come closer.
On this particular scale, Nessie rates somewhere in the middle. She's fairly dependent on her owner. Pip, the border collie, is up next. He's about to take a different personality test. This one is to see how dependent he is on people. The trial starts with his owner looking on as Pip plays ball with the experimenter, in this case, graduate student Stephanie Reamer. Reamer uses a tennis ball to play fetch with Pip. He runs all over the room, his tail wagging furiously. He can't get enough. At this point, Reamer asks the dog's owner to leave the room. Pip doesn't even register her departure. He keeps on playing. Then Reamer leaves the room. Only Pip remains inside. Reamer watches how he responds through a live video feed.
We can watch the screen what he does, and actually he's still quite happy as long as he has a ball. He doesn't mind that he's on his own now.
The results are clear. Pip is a very independent dog. He can entertain himself, which is somewhat unusual for a dog. The animals that come through here are run through dozens of tests like this. One thing the lab is trying to work out is the role of genetics versus the environment in shaping canine personality. So sometimes multiple dogs from the same breed are compared. They're also studying how personality changes as a dog ages, just as it does in humans. Again, the lab's Lisa Wallace.
Because our dogs are living longer and longer because they're getting better veterinary care, we're getting an aging population of dogs. And what people are realizing is that old dogs suffer from doggy version of a human Alzheimer's, if you like, which they call a canine cognitive dysfunction.
Wallace hopes to pinpoint which personality changes in dogs are a natural part of aging and which ones aren't to determine the best way to care for older dogs. Some of the work being done in the lab has implications for dogs that are used as service animals. Stephanie Reamer says for these dogs, personality is key.
A good guide dog has to be quite self-confident, so they have to say to the owner, no, we stop here if there's some danger that the blind person doesn't see.
On the other hand, a seizure dog, which can help someone with epilepsy identify an impending seizure, should be more dependent. It needs to be focused on its owner, says Reamer. There is a personality test trainers use to help predict which puppies will work out best as service dogs, but Reamer says that test hasn't been fully validated. Part of her work is to see whether a puppy's performance has any bearing on its performance as an adult. This work could also be useful in helping place pets from shelters, finding the right match between a dog and a new family, for instance. That may require taking the personality of both the dog and the owner into account. Pip's owner, Krista Feitz, would agree. She has 5 border collies and says they have 5 different personalities.
I choose those dogs because I could see that there's something in them that I have in my character.
Every dog is a part of me.
And every dog of hers volunteers at the Clever Dog Lab. She says it's a chance for them to exercise their brains.
Cheers. Thank you.
At the end of the session at the lab, Feitz secures her 5 border collies in her van. They're heading back to the countryside. The sheep await. For Nova and the World, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro, Vienna.